لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the name of Allah, the gracious, the most merciful, may the peace and the blessings of the Almighty Allah be with and amongst all the prophets and messengers, including the last and the beloved Muhammad and his honorable and dignified progeny. Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every powerful person, every powerful leader, every powerful society, every powerful empire, every powerful country, and every powerful society understands the notion of having to take history very seriously. Through understanding and learning history, you will not only eliminate mistakes, but you only do the best. For if you read history and you choose good role models, those role models will allow you to only follow their steps. And as you follow their steps and their footsteps, you'll only follow the best. And history also provides you with bad examples. Empires that failed, countries that collapsed, leaders that weren't as successful, politicians that were ineffective. And you learn from their mistakes, so you eliminate mistakes. Thus you only do good. You eliminate mistakes, and you always stay on the right track, and you never waste time. And if you don't waste time, you'll make the most use of the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And the greatest gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given mankind after aql is the gift of time. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the aql. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala navigates all of our lives and all of our actions with the aql. When He created the aql, He ordered the aql to go forward, and it went forward, to come back, and it came back. قَالَ لَهُ أَدْبِرْ ثُمَّ أَدْبَرْ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ أَقْبِلْ ثُمَّ أَقْبَلْ فَقَالَ وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي بِكَ أُثِيبُ وَبِكَ أُعَاقِبُ. I will reward them through you, and I will punish them through you. And after the gift of aql, it's the gift of time. It's so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by time. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By time, Allah swears that most human beings are at lost. They're losers. They're time wasters. They don't make use of time and their lifespan the way they should. They're losers. They'll be at lost. They won't be successful and effective human beings. Because Allah has blessed us with the gift of time and we don't make use of it.
Speak to you, Lord, with the love that's high. With the eyes of passion to you I cry. You favored me to your path and way, the path that protects me when I die, the path that protects me when I die. I speak to you, Lord, with the love that's high. The eyes of passion to you I cry. You favored me to your path and way, the path that protects me when I die, the path that protects me when I die. You are the greatest, I will always say. The aid I seek from you I try. You are the master of judgment day. I beseech you for help, I will not sigh. Oh. Allah, 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 oh Allah, 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 oh Allah, 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 oh Allah, oh Allah. Forgive me, Allah, and bless my heart. Without your love, my veins will die. Keep me on your way and give me the wing. The world's to I pray. Lord of the world's to pray. Oh Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 oh Allah, 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 oh Allah, oh Allah, 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 oh Allah, 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 oh Allah, Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, 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 oh Allah, 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 Allah.
So thus studying history will allow us to be successful, but not only history and what's previously happened and what has passed us. No. If we realize that history repeats itself, so that we would have the capability of knowing and understanding the future. I can tell the future and I could understand the future, and I could have a sense of awareness of the future by studying the past. For you all know, history repeats itself. It's a very, very process that those, the Prophet has said, the wise men has, the wise individuals have said, history have said, every philosopher, those who dig a ditch or a well they create a problem, meaning they create a problem for their brothers and sisters, they'll fall in it. They'll fall in that ditch. They'll fall in that well. They'll fall into that problem and that trap. Those who bother others, those who neglect the needs of others, they'll be neglected. Those who disrespect their parents, those that do injustice, they'll see injustice. Tyrants that show tyranny. History repeats itself. So by understanding the past, we understand the future. And time and asr and eras have been divided through traditions of the Prophet, through the Quran. For example, there was an era of the time of the Prophet Adam, and then there was an era of the Prophet Nuh, and then there was an era of the Prophet Isa, and then there was an era of the Prophet Musa, and then there was the era of Jahiliyyah, idol worshippers, and then there was the era of pre-Islam, before Hijrah, after Hijrah, the era of the Khulafa, the era of... Every era has been divided. And then there is an era known to be the era of Akhir al-Zaman, the end of time. And it's an important era, because it's the era that we're living in today. End of time. It's a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his imam to go into occultation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time tests us. Now in that time we could become the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's followers, and we could become the worst. End of time has the worst of people and has the best of people. But unfortunately, the corrupt ones are a lot more. For the entire earth will be full of corruption. تُمْلَأُ الْأَرْضِ جَوْرًا. The entire earth will be full of corruption and injustice. And when the Imam comes, يَمْلَأُهَا عَدْلًا وَقِسْطًا. He will spread justice, comfort, tranquility, equality amongst people. But this era has been described by Rasulullah. Rasulullah has told us the future and he spoke about it. He was speaking to his companions once and he tells them, سَيَأْتِي زَمَانٌ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَا يُكْرِمُونَ الْعُلَمَاءَ إِلَّا بِثَوْبٍ حَسَنٍ. A time will come that my ummah will not respect scholars unless they're dressed nice, unless they speak nice, unless they have a PhD, unless they drive beautiful cars, unless they live in large homes, unless they have great titles. They don't go after scholars just because of their piety, just because of their humbleness, just because of their knowledge. He has to have a title. And today, people go after the PhD, after the master. It's good. But those people that don't have the full awareness of the Quran are being listened to, and the people that have the full awareness of the Quran are not being listened to.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. O you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafur, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Razikuna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
ولا يسمعون القرآن إلا بصوت حسن. And they don't listen to the Quran unless it's beautiful, it's recited beautifully. It's beautifully recited, like chanting, like music, like singing. Then they listen to it for the sake of amusement and pleasure, not for the sake of understanding the messages of the Quran. And today, I've seen this at many places. If a person recites Quran and doesn't recite it in the most beautiful manner, they won't, no one would listen. The messages are ought to be listened to. The Quran, yes, we Islam says that we should recite the Quran with a beautiful voice, but the beautiful voice shouldn't be the main purpose why we recite the Quran. The main purpose is to understand the principles of the Quran. وَلَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. And they don't worship Allah unless it's the month of Ramadan. Only the month of Ramadan they worship Allah. The singer stops singing. The thief stops stealing. The one that commits adultery stops committing adultery. The ones that drink don't drink. Only for 30 days. But as soon as the 30 days are over, the thief goes back to the stealing. The singer goes back to the singing. The ones that don't practice the hijab, take off the hijab. The ones that commit adultery, commit adultery. The dancers go back to the dancing, and everyone goes back to their same old habits. And Allah is only recognized in one month, in the month of Ramadan. It's like a ritual. It's cultural. It's no longer religious. It's true that in the month of Ramadan, we should concentrate more on our spirituality. But it doesn't mean that this month is supposed to prepare us so that we stay like this for the entire year. We train ourselves. This is a training facility for us. It's not a facility that we enter, we get treatment, and we leave. No. It's a permanent place. We learn, and we leave permanently with those new developed habits. وَلَا حَيَاءَ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. And there is no shame and dignity amongst their women. And this is evident in most of the communities today. Unfortunately, we find that married women leave their homes with all types of beautification and makeup and the best dresses and the tightest attires and the high heels and wearing the gold and carrying the cell phones. Married woman. The question is, who is she showing her beauty off to? We all know that society would be full of corruption if I start looking at someone else's wife and someone else's wife starts looking at my wife, and this will eventually lead to corruption in society. Dignity and honor of a woman is the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not that this is the fault of the woman. It's the fault of society. It could be caused by many things. It could be caused by lack of education. It could be caused by lack of understanding religion. It could be caused by male and female contribution to the disrespect of the female gender. We teach them, don't have shame. Society shows and teaches and propagates women to be shameless. wear whatever you like, say whatever you like, act at whatever you... And of course, nowadays, unfortunately, we find that even men don't have the dignity and honor and shame. Society has all gone into corruption. Brothers and sisters, let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan to expedite the return of our imam, to keep us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep us closer to our religion, and to put us on the avenue that takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to uplift our spirituality. Ilahi, and in the end, we ask Allah in this dua of Imam Zain al-Abideen, in dua Abu Hamza al-Thamali that you will read in the nights of Ramadan. Ilahi, akhraj hubba dunya qalbi. Oh Allah, remove the love and infatuation of the dunya from my heart. Do that, and if we can really stop loving money, wealth, and this life, Allah will allow us to be the best people in the time akhir al-zaman. If we follow Allah, we worship Allah, we seek nearness to Allah, and such times, such hard times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us paradise, and we'll be the best of His followers. For Rasulullah says, As-salamu ala ikhwani. He greets his brothers. They said, who are your brothers? He says, Man amanu bi wa lam yarawni. Those who believe in me and they don't see me. Oh Allah, witness. Oh the angels, witness. Oh Rasulullah, witness that we believe in Allah and His Prophet without seeing Him. Oh and Allah, increase in this piety. Increase in our understanding of our religion. Allow us to leave this dunya with belief and iman. وآخر دعوانا أن لا إله إلا الله جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, thank you for joining us. We are to your houses with a special and interesting series of program in honor of Ramadan month. Ramadan month, the month of Allah, spirituality and forgiveness. The month that Holy Quran descended from the heaven to our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Speaking of a specialty, we're trying to invite some honorable and respectful guests from different parts of the globe. From Nigeria, from Ghana, East Asia, Europe, South America, and North America. And we're going to ask them questions about their own countries, about their own lives, and a bit of personal life, and also about their hobbies and years. Now, we have Mr. Munir Mustafa from Ghana. Munir Mustafa, thank you very much for accepting our invitation to our own program. Would you please introduce yourself to our own viewers?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل بيته الطاهرين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we also really thank you for inviting us to come and say something on this.
You're welcome. It's our own pleasure.
Yeah, okay. We are
okay. I can see your son, but I do not see your wife. As far as my brain goes, to my best knowledge, we invited your wife as well, but I think you said that your wife is on a trip.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Unfortunately, when the invitation came to me, my wife has already prepared, having her ticket all right, everything okay.
Oh yeah, to travel. So we missed this opportunity.
So wait for this program.
All right. This program, we're going to talk about Ramadan especially. Munir Mustafa, can you tell us, our viewers, more about Ramadan, the traditions, the rituals? How do you mark and honor Ramadan in your country?
Okay, Ramadan.
So first define Ramadan. What is Ramadan?
Okay, Ramadan, as if you go back to Quran tell us how Ramadan is. Ramadan is given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before reaching to Prophet Muhammad, like the verse saying, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladzina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun." Here, because if Ramadan is for spiritual views, for moral, so Allah is speaking to people who have belief in Him. So He said, "Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu," yani, hey, you believers, this Ramadan that has been given to you, it's not, you are not the only people that has been given. It has been given to the forefathers, those who have gone before you. So you shouldn't worry about it. You shouldn't hesitate. Why we should keep on not eating at dawn tonight, you see. So, in fact, Ramadan is one of the way that we can pass through to get to our Almighty Allah.
Exactly. Let's go to the most important part of our talk, Munir Mustafa. What is the position of Holy Book, Quran, within the month of Ramadan?
Holy Book, I don't know how to explain it, because without Holy Book, without our Prophet, I don't think there is some, there will be a meaning for life. Life will be meaningless.
Exactly.
You see, so in the month of Ramadan, people are reciting Quran roughly, totally. There are, some people try to recite even 10 times before the end of Ramadan. And the great scholars of Islam, they try to set a classes after Asr, 3 o'clock prayers, every present day, explaining, giving commentary on the Holy Quran.
Great.
So yeah, they try to complete the Quran at the end of the day of Ramadan.
This commentary of Quran is done in the houses,
mosque,
in the mosque. In the public places.
In the public places.
And everywhere.
Everywhere. And people are attending.
So there is a Quranic environment there.
It's a Quranic environment. I wish that
perfect.
I should have been in Ghana now. I have in my small mosque, I have about over 200 people, because the mosque belong to my father. I also practice such a tradition over there.
Like great. That. Okay, thank you. I see that your son is sitting next to you and he's a little bit silent.
Yeah.
Would you ask him some questions? And how does he prepare himself in Ramadan? Does he get up at dawn, for example, in Ramadan, and I mean, following you, eating some food and trying to follow you up until breakfast?
Yeah, that is a normal thing in our country. In our country, when the elder people wake up at dawn preparing the food, it seems to be a lot of noise in the country at dawn. So everybody wakes up, you see? Everybody wakes up. So even the children too wake up, they get the food, they eat the food, and they don't want to break their fast. Meanwhile, they are not conversant to take the fast.
They try to take short
they try to practice it. So what we normally do is that we leave them up to 1 o'clock prayers. Then we tell them that so far as you have eaten at dawn up to now, you are also taking part of the Ramadan, and you have a half day, so you can break your fast now. Tomorrow, if you have another half day, you have got one day.
That's right. Their participation is very important in any shape or form. and nothing more.
No, at times they normally prevent them not to do it, but the children themselves are eager. They are willing to practice such a thing.
Are they also steadfast?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Before the program, I heard that your son was reciting some verses of Quran.
Yeah.
I really want you to ask him as well to recite some short verses of Quran.
Okay. Taha.
بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ تَامَتْ لَيْلَةُ الْفَجْرِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
And God bless you. God bless your son.
Thank you.
It was really fantastic.
Thank you.
I can hear the call to prayer for breakfast.
Okay.
So, are you ready to go for breakfast?
Okay, no problem.
That's okay. Let's go. Okay, Munir Mustafa, yes. I felt finished and it's time for breakfast.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. What do you especially do before breakfast during the month of Ramadan?
Okay. Before breakfast, learn a small tradition from, they are saying from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that Allahumma ala sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. And, oh my Lord, I pray for you and I'm breaking my fast with your, what you have given us, your fruit or something like that.
Great. I think fruits are really useful.
Yeah.
As our Prophet Muhammad says.
Yeah. In Africa or in Ghana in particular, people use fruit to break their fast, saying that Prophet was using palm date, breaking his fast. Because in Ghana, we don't have palm date. If you use fruit, it's like someone who has used a date to break his fast. So the first thing that touches the mouth or that they use to break fast in Ghana is fruit.
It's fruit. So,
yeah. Especially banana.
That's great.
Or orange.
But before breakfast, Munir Mustafa, let's have a prayer to Almighty God.
Okay.
Let's have something in supplication to Almighty God. Okay. We raise our hand.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And then we break our fast.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Please, you start.
Okay. Oh God Almighty Allah, we thank you for giving us strength to be in your service. And we continue on thank you to give us this strength to continue servicing you. Thank God that he has kept us since at dawn without eating, without drinking until this. So we thank God that this our prayers should intercede for us in the name of Allah.
Okay. Amen and God bless you.
God bless you too, inshallah.
So, on this program, we're going to say goodbye to you all. Thank you for staying with us. Stick around. Bye.
We're always talking about it. Before Allah, I can't go thing is a habit. Before Allah, everybody have known what you did. Before Allah, but you done and everyone you meet. Before Allah, we're always talking about it. Before Allah, I can't do